Hi and welcome to Maths It Podcast H05. This podcast covers the higher GCSE topic of proportionality. To use this podcast you need the worksheet H05 which can be downloaded at www.maths-it.org.uk. Moving straight on to question 1. Question 1 deals with the relationship between the electric field intensity E and the distance from it D. The question says that the electric field intensity E of a charge varies inversely as the square of the distance from it D. Now this means that E is proportional to 1 over D squared. Since it varies inversely, which is the 1 over part, as the square of the distance D squared. We can rewrite this as an equation E equals K over D squared, where K is the constant of proportionality. Firstly, we need to find the value of k. To do this, substitute in the given values d equals 0.3 and e equals 40. This gives us 40 equals k over 0.3 squared. You can therefore multiply through by 0.3 squared, or 0.09, to get k equals 40 multiplied by 0.3 squared. This gives k equals 3.6. Substituting this value of k back into our formula, we get E equals 3.6 over D squared. And this is the answer to part A, which asks us to find the formula for E in terms of D. For part B, we need to use this formula to calculate the value of E when D equals 2. To do this, we simply substitute D as 2 into the formula E equals 3.6 over D squared. This gives us E equals 3.6 over 2 squared, or 4, and 3.6 divided by 4 gives us 0.9, so E equals 0.9. Now on to question 2. Question 2 simply says that P is inversely proportional to the square root of M. We're told that P is 22 when M is 25, and we have to calculate the value of P when M equals 4. Now since P is inversely proportional to the square root of M, it means that P is proportional to 1 over the square root of M, or P equals K over the square root of M. Substituting our values gives us 22 equals K over the square root of 25. We can then use this equation to find the value of K, the constant of our proportionality. The square root of 25 is 5, so multiplying through by 5 gives us K equals 22 times 5, or 110. Substituting k equals 110 back into our equation gives us p equals 110 over the square root of m. We want to find the value of p when m is 4, so simply substitute m equals 4 into this equation gives us p equals 110 divided by the square root of 4. Since the square root of 4 is 2, p equals 110 divided by 2, or 55. So p equals 55 is the answer to this question. There's two marks here, one mark for finding the formula p equals 110 over the square root of m, and one mark for successfully finding that p is 55. Now moving on to question 3. This is a different type of proportionality question, since it's looking at the graphs of different types of proportionality. There are four graphs, and in the table, four types of proportionality, and we have to match them up. The first type of proportionality is that y is directly proportional to x. Of course, this could be written y equals k times x. Now, you should be aware that this is going to give us a linear graph. The only linear graph is graph D, so y is directly proportional to x matches with graph D. The second type of proportionality is y is inversely proportional to x. Again, this can be rewritten y equals k over x. Now you should be aware that this is a reciprocal type function. So we need to find the graph of a reciprocal function. This is simply graph A, since that as x increases, y decreases. The third type of proportionality is y is proportional to the square of x. So y is equal to kx squared. This is a quadratic function, so we're looking for a quadratic graph. The only parabolic shaped graph is graph B, so this must be the graph that matches with this type of proportionality. That leaves graph C to match with y is inversely proportional to the square of x. Now if you think about it, this is going to be y is equal to k over x squared. Now as x increases, y is decreasing, but is always going to be positive, since x squared has to be positive. So this has to be graph C. It's worth learning these different types of graphs and matching them with the types of proportionality to make this type of question quicker. Question 4 brings us back to the equation type proportionality questions. We're told that the kinetic energy k joules of a moving object is directly proportional to the square of its velocity, v meters per second. Looking at this, we can see that k is proportional to v squared, or k is equal to kv squared. Now you have to be very careful here, since the k with the v squared is a lowercase k. You could of course use a different variable here, k equals nv squared. So, substituting our values in, we get 90 equals k multiplied by 6 squared, or 90 equals 36k. To find k, we can simply solve this equation, so divide both sides by 36. K is equal to 90 over 36, or 2.5. Substituting this back into our equation gives us capital K for kinetic energy, k equals 2.5 v squared. Using this, we can then substitute the value of k equals 40 to find out the value of v, which is required for the question. This gives us 40 equals 2.5 v squared. Slightly different to the previous questions we've done on here, we have to now solve the equation. We can't simply substitute in to get the answer. So solving the equation, divide through by 2.5. This gives us v squared equals 16. Square root v squared gives us plus or minus 4, but since we're looking at a velocity here, we look for v equals 4. So v equals 4 is the final answer. Question 5 is another similar type question. This time P is inversely proportional to Q, so P is proportional to 1 over Q, or P equals K over Q. These things should always be written down in these type of questions to make sure that you gain method marks. Substituting our values of P is 15 and Q is 0.15 gives us 15 equals K over 0.15. Multiplying through both sides by 0.15 gives us K equals 15 multiplied by 0.15, or K is equal to 2.25. Again, substituting this back into our original equation, P is equal to 2.25 over Q. We're asked to find the value of P when Q is 6, so substitute Q is 6 into this gives us P equals 2.25 divided by 6, or P equals 0.375, and this is the final answer. This is worth 3 marks. Again, make sure you remember to write down P is proportional to 1 over Q and P equals K over Q to gain a method mark. Finding the equation is your second mark, and finding the value of P, your third mark. Question 6 is again done in the same way, although this time we're not given letters for the variables. We are told that the weight of a length of climbing rope is directly proportional to its length. Using the variables W for weight and L for length, we get W is proportional to L, or W equals KL. Again, remember to write these down. Substituting our given values of length is 40, weight is 2.4, we get 2.4 equals K times 40. Dividing through by 40 gives us K equals 2.4 divided by 40, or K equals 0.06. Again, substituting the value of K back into our formula, W equals 0.06L. We need to find the weight of a 55 meter length of this rope. So simply substitute 55 in place of L, we get W equals 0.06 multiplied by 55, or 3.3 kilograms. So the answer here, 3.3 kilograms. And finally, question 7, another graph type question. This time, instead of being given the types of proportionality, we're given the equations. So we have 4 graphs and 4 equations. First equation, y equals kx, is obviously linear, It's a direct proportionality. So this matches with graph B, which is the only linear graph. We're then given y equals k multiplied by the square root of x. So y is proportional to the square root of x. Now, as x increases, then y also increases. But since it's a square root, it doesn't increase by as much. So this has to be graph C, an increasing graph, but increasing by less and less each time. Thirdly, we have y equals k over x, or y is inversely proportional to x. This means that as x increases, y decreases. The only graph here that gives us an increasing x and a decreasing y is graph D, so this must be graph D. And finally, y equals k times x squared, or y is proportional to x squared. Again, this should look like a parabola. So as x is increasing, y is increasing by more each time, so this must be graph A. And that concludes Maths It Podcast H05.